You're listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.
And welcome back to the second half of Broad Topics here on LATalkRadio.com. I am Lauren Nickerson with LaFern Cusack and Lauren Kelly. But right now, we are joined by the movie guys. And by guys, I mean guy and gal. That's Paul and Christina. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and hello, Broad Topics. I am Paul.
And I'm Christina.
And it is excellent to be here and tell you of an interesting phenomenon that took place last weekend that won't happen for another 59 years.
Oh, you mean the solar eclipse?
No, I'm talking about Brooklyn Decker appearing in two movies in the same weekend. Now, when I say Brooklyn Decker, your natural response is, who? She appeared alongside Adam Sandler in the romantic comedy Just Go With It, which is what you have to do to believe that Sports Illustrated model Decker would be attracted to a guy like Sandler in the first place.
So that's all she did. And now she's in two new films in the theaters? I should get with Sandler.
Two films. And we would like to give our thoughts on the Brooklyn Decker double feature, Battleship, and what to expect when you're expecting.
First up, Liam Neeson returns to the big screen in this summer's big action film Battleship. Because apparently he has a mortgage to pay.
Uh-oh.
This movie is a true summer movie event, and it's based on the board game Battleship. See if you can tell from this plot description.
A commanding officer of a naval destroyer encourages his slacker brother to join the Navy, and together they lead a fleet into the Rim of the Pacific International Maritime Exercises with Japan.
It's also produced by Hasbro, who produced Transformers and G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. See if you can tell from this plot description.
The battleships fight aliens from another planet who are responding to a NASA signal. The aliens must be thwarted in their attempt to contact their home planet and invite more evil extraterrestrials to destroy Earth. So there's that.
Yes, it's you sank my alien space vessel.
Well, look, Christina, there are battleships in it. Okay, I'll give them that. If having a battleship in your movie called Battleship is considered adapting the source material, then mission accomplished.
Everything else in this movie could be named almost anything else, like ocean aliens, balls from space. Or Bwong.
Bwong. Yes, that is the favorite sound of trailers for action movies for like the last 5 years. Bwong.
Bwong. And a higher pitch sound. Bwong.
So there you go. We just reenacted the entire movie for you. Saved you $12.
And hey, fans of John Carter, Taylor Kitsch is back. Already. He plays that guy in the Navy who's always on all the front lines in all the right places at all the right times to catch maximum excitement. He's always right on the stern of the ship just as the alien comes out of the water. My luck. I'd never be there.
I know. We'd be peeling potatoes in the crew mess when everything cool goes down.
Mm-hmm.
The film also stars Two More on the Radar, Sir, and Ready the Main Guns, two of my favorite naval performers. In fact, the whole cast is full of actors whose fame won't detract from the special effects.
Paul! Wait up a sec. We have breaking entertainment news.
Excellent.
Hollywood has apparently run out of actresses. And so Battleship has cast Rihanna.
Oh, actually. Aww. That might be appropriate in a sea adventure because from the right angle, she kind of looks like a dolphin.
A dolphin?
Well, she's smooth and kissable.
What? I don't... What? Anyway. In the film, she's actually firing a lot of artillery. So maybe this can be treated as some Chris Brown revenge fantasy. But let's get down to what's important here. Did we like it? Surprisingly enough, I actually enjoyed Battleship. Maybe it's because my expectations were so low, down to the very bottom, that I ended up liking the movie. Good job, marketing team, on that preview you got me.
Well, in a wacky bit of role reversal, I, more the demographic for this film, did not care much for Battleship. One of the loudest movies I've ever seen. Now, I'm going to attempt something never done before and something that should not be done without supervision. I'm going to reference Shakespeare when speaking of Battleship. But this was a movie told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Huh. Well, As much as I thought I was going to hate the film, I found that I was laughing and engaged the whole way through. No, really, it was a really funny movie. It doesn't take itself seriously, and is filled with a lot of fun action. Reminded me a little of the 80s, actually.
It was definitely an 80s movie with 2012 special effects.
like it knew that this was a stretch of a storyline, so it took the goofing off route. On top of that, there were many Battleship game references right down to the shape of the alien bombs. They look like the little white pegs you play in the board game, you know, when you stick them in the hole and stuff. The little game nuances were very clever.
Actually, my favorite scene was a full-on board game reference. At one point, the battleships are trying to track down the alien ships without radar, so they map out the ocean using weather buoys and then fire into the nothingness, hoping to hit their target. That's just like the game. And it was creative and clever and suspenseful. It made me think that maybe none of that outer space stuff was necessary. And you know what? None of that outer space stuff was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The score was from Steve Jablonski, who did the score for Transformers, and it really feels like he didn't write another score here. He just took the Transformers score and spaced it out accordingly,
yeah.
So it would time out perfectly to enhance the action in this movie, too. But you gotta admire the idea of working once and stretching as much use and money out of your work as possible.
Yeah, that's pretty much a genius. There's a blonde guy in this movie that we like to call fake Matt Damon. his name is Jesse Plemons, and he was on Friday Night Lights, and here he plays a crewmate on the USS John Paul Jones. He doesn't do as much as Matt Damon would, so you don't need Matt Damon. So I thought the idea of getting a cheaper, faker Matt Damon was a good call, you know, budget-wise and stuff.
And there's also a fake Ving Rhames. A real-life double amputee, Gregory Gadsden, plays an army vet who finds his way into the battle to save the world. And he has that stone-faced Marcellus Wallace head in Pulp Fiction, and the low, emotionless drawl, too. He's kind of the guy they go to describe the plot. He says things like, "You've got to go down to that command center and retrieve the communicator," and "You're going to drive this car now." Just in case seeing everything that was happening in the movie wasn't enough for the viewer. But don't worry, fake Ving Rhames is here to explain it all for you, too.
This script is not great, that's true. I would have beefed it up a little more with, like, catchphrases like, I don't know, B7.
Hit!
H10.
Miss! See, that would have made it much more exciting.
Yep.
To sum up, Battleship is what happens when Ed Wood makes a movie with leftover footage from Transformers.
No. I disagree, Paul. It's a crazy, fun, and ridiculously silly ride full of laughs and kabooms.
Lots of kabooms.
Also had a Top Gun feel to it. Once again, the 80s, I'm just saying. All right.
Well, next up is what to expect when you're expecting. Hey, guys, thinking about having a baby? Well, this'll cure you.
Uh-huh. How do you compete with Battleship, a movie designed to appeal to teenage boys? No, release a movie that nobody wants to go see. That means it's time for another round of...
Counter-programming.
What's the opposite of Battleship?
Well, perhaps it's an aquaphobic bunch of misfits planning a heist at a ski chalet?
Maybe an anti-military group of protesters find life and love while working at a Trader Joe's.
I got it. A bunch of big stars don't fight a bunch of aliens or robots.
All accurate. But what Lionsgate has decided to do is release What to Expect When You're Expecting, a movie adaptation of How to Guide to Motherhood.
Oh, I see. This is based on a book. All right. That's why the movie feels like something that's been on my shelf collecting dust. See, I'm a movie guy.
I get it. Anyway, this movie is about how guys feel about girls having babies, and it stars Jennifer Lopez, Cameron Diaz, Elizabeth Banks, and, of course, Brooklyn Decker.
Mm.
The film casts a wide net, telling many pregnancy stories at once, and those stories interconnect. There's a reality TV show personal trainer who gets unexpectedly with child, killing her perfectly sculpted abs and causing other issues.
A baby advice author deals with hormonal issues on a book tour.
Wait, I thought she was a booby advice author.
Partly, but mainly baby advice.
Wow, all I got was the booby milking.
Well, it's a baby book about boobies.
Oh, go. Okay. All right, anyway, a photographer and her husband go through the motions of trying to adopt.
And a couple of food truck owners in Atlanta have a one-nighter and have to deal with the inevitable baby aftermath. Now, sadly, the trailer plays out more like What to Expect When You're Expecting a Chick Flick. But what do we know from the preview? Let's see. Women's hormones get out of whack during pregnancy. Dads can't handle things well. I thought movies were supposed to be an escape from real life.
Nope. Anyway, maybe the ad campaign for this movie about women's issues is stuck in a Senate subcommittee hearing. They love to get involved in women's affairs.
Yes, or maybe it's just a strange marketing gambit unfolding in front of us.
Or does this movie just have no idea how to be a movie?
That's the one I'm going with, option C, because Brooklyn Decker has a baby with Dennis Quaid, a husband who is constantly mistaken for his wife's father. So, the ad campaign didn't connect, as What to Expect When You're Expecting didn't even beat the week-old Dark Shadows at the box office.
But let's get down to what's important here. Did we like it?
Yeah.
Well, despite our goofing on the trailer, I thought I was going to enjoy What to Expect When You're Expecting better than Battleship solely on what I saw in the preview. And this is a big praise coming from a girl who really obsesses and loves sci-fi adventure films. I'm not kidding. Hey, marking team, you got me again. The movie sucked.
Well, we're in agreement on this one, Christina. There aren't many times, there are many films that can sublimely handle the huge cast of movie stars and the romantic comedy with multiple stories that all interconnect. It's a lot. Love Actually comes to mind as a film that mostly succeeds at this, but What to Expect When You're Expecting sadly takes its place alongside the likes of Valentine's Day and He's Just Not That Into You as ensemble rom-coms that didn't quite connect.
The biggest problem is that it seems like the makers of the movie have never seen a romantic comedy about pregnancy before, because there are plenty of them, like She's Having a Baby.
Away we go.
9 months.
Junior.
Maybe not Junior so much.
Okay, look, I'm a huge fan of Knocked Up. There have been so many comedies about pregnancy, like Baby Boom.
Baby Mama.
Father of the Bride Part 2. Now, if you've never seen any of these movies, or movies like Juno.
Life as We Know It.
Etc. Then maybe What to Expect When You're Expecting might be refreshing. But at this point in my movie-going career, for lack of a better term, I need all the movie pregnancy situations filtered through something new. And the stoner comedy was perfect, as far as I'm concerned.
Other than that, this goes through all the motions. A car race to the hospital because someone's in labor.
Check.
A mother screams and yells for drugs during birth when she originally wanted a natural childbirth.
Check.
Mother's puke, baby's puke.
Check and check.
There were a few moments where I actually had a genuine emotional reaction, but I blame that on my womanly hormones.
That's true. Although I like the scene she's talking about. It would be a spoiler to give away exactly what it was. I was not as emotional.
I'm on my cycle, ladies.
I am not.
The woman whose story I had the most investment in was Jennifer Lopez's. I did choke up a few times when she and her husband came on screen and battled out their own little crisis. World traveling to find the right baby to adopt and all that.
I hate to seem like the guy here, but my favorite part was something called the Dudes Group.
Uh-huh.
A group of dads who get together to walk their kids around the park on the weekends, but they also act as a sort of support group for each other. Again, this is something new. It wasn't handled with the sharpest comedic chops, though. It often played too jokey, but Chris Rock's comments on parenthood seemed to come right from his stand-up routine.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, a PG-13 version of his stand-up, but still the lines hit.
Well, I found myself yawning and drawn more curiously to the irritated and bored male audience members who had been obviously dragged to the film. Don't bring your men to this, ladies. You'll embarrass yourself. Again, though, it could be my hormonalness. I don't know.
Yeah, but guys, if you do go, Cameron Diaz is making another stop in her Show Off My Body Before It's Too Late tour. Between this, Night and Day, and Bad Teacher, she's found herself in skimpy outfits a lot lately, and we're all the better for it. But really, what we're talking about here is Brooklyn Decker, right?
Oh, Brooklyn
Decker. Can't get enough Brooklyn Decker. She's in every movie we saw this week.
Oh, she's just like this awesome model. Ah, so sexy. Anyhow, all in all, however, I'd be rather deafened by the explosions of Battleship than sludge to the well-tread territory of What to Expect When You're Expecting, because it's already been well expected.
Yes, nothing about this movie makes me want to get married or have kids or hang out with women or men.
That's interesting. We're the Movie Guys from themovieguys.net.
That's what we saw and how we see it.
That's so great. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Paul Preston, Kristina, tell me your last name, Kristina.
Rowiter.
Kristina Rowiter. I would have gone for Smith.
For the last name. Mr. Smith?
Like Mr. Smith. Thank you, MovieGuys.net, for joining us. You guys are fantastic. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about those wacky twins and 18 of the greatest ideas on the internet. We'll be right back.
Cool talk. We